Females have more opportunities than ever to participate in organized sports, but at a price. Females are experiencing the promise and pressures of sports at earlier ages. In the final part of the Changing Face of America series on sports and society, NPR's Uri Berliner examines how softball is evolving.
That's a good girl.
8-year-old Brittany Vanderdrink is taking a pitching lesson at an indoor softball academy. She's working on her windmill delivery. Her pitch is thrown underhand with a circular whip of the arm, whistle across the plate. They're caught by Brittany's mother, who sits on a converted mop bucket at the far end of the batting cage. Brittany's private pitching instructor, Ernie Parker, stands by her elbow.
You have to remember, on the fastball, behind the leg, we snap that wrist. On the changeup, we try to stay level.
Some of Brittany's fastballs register 40 miles per hour on the radar readout. It's hard to remember. She's just an 8-year-old.
That is good speed for her age, especially since she's not real big. You know.
A waif of a girl, Brittany seems unfazed that her every move is being analyzed and dissected. She says it just seemed natural to take up the sport's most challenging position.
Well, I wanted to start pitching because my sister started pitching. It looked fun, so I just asked my mom and she said yeah.
It's estimated that more than 1 million girls now play softball competitively, a big jump from a generation ago. The best of them get scholarships. Brittany is already dreaming of playing in college. Another one of Ernie Parker's students, Michelle Turner, is on the verge of fulfilling that dream. An all-star pitcher from the softball hotbed of Orange County, Michelle exemplifies the new deal for girls in competitive sports, increased opportunity, and increased expectations. Michelle has been taking pitching lessons for almost a decade. Now in 11th grade, her softball schedule sounds like something from a CEO's Palm Pilot.
2 hours every day with high school, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays we have games, which are probably like another 2.5 hours. And Mondays and Wednesdays I go to pitching for 40 minutes, and then Sunday we have those like 6 to 8 hour practices.
For Michelle, high school softball is less important than playing for a traveling team composed of some of the best players in the region. That's where those marathon Sunday sessions come in, and that's what takes up a good chunk of her summer, too. But her softball career didn't begin with a bang.
I was horrible when I first started. I was in the outfield picking daisies and, oh man, and dancing.
Michelle's parents never hatched a grand scheme to develop a softball star. Michelle's mother, Lori, didn't even know the rules at first. The game just began assuming a larger and larger role in the family's life. There's a retractable batting cage in the backyard, as well as a pitching rubber that Michelle got one Christmas. As the family settles down for pizza dinner, Lori Turner acknowledges that she became the hard driver in the family, expecting results whenever her daughter came home from a pitching lesson.
Okay, I am guilty of this. You know, Michelle will walk in, and they always give me the same feedback. She's pitching fine. Or she did a good job, or, you know, is the rise ball.
Define good.
Yeah. Well, she did fine on Monday night. This is Wednesday night. Didn't she progress from fine to a little better?
Yeah, it's bad.
You know, not that I'm trying to live anything through her or anything. It's just that you put so much time into this, you know, and you just keep thinking, okay, isn't she going to progress from fine to a little better? You know?
Michelle has improved significantly, and the colleges are paying close attention. Recruiting letters arrived by the armful.
Pacific, UCLA, Notre Dame. I think I got a CD-ROM in here from Oregon somewhere.
Lori Turner is proud of her daughter's achievements, but she says she's less proud of herself and the way she let the game rule her emotions.
I pushed and pushed and pushed Michelle. I'm surprised I didn't push her right off into the deep end. That's how it almost became like an obsession with me.
Oh. Michelle's younger sister, Brooke, is 11. She's pitching today at a rec league game in a nearby park. Lori Turner cheers from the stands with the other parents, but she's determined to find more balance in this daughter's schedule. Michelle was different.
We'd be leaving one game, have a different uniform in the car. She'd be, eating a hamburger real fast and changing at the same time. And Brooke is a different kid. She becomes where it's too overwhelming for her. But Michelle thrived on that. The busier you kept that kid, the better off she was.
Perhaps no one has more perspective on the evolution of the game than Sue Enquist. She played center field for UCLA more than 2 decades ago. Now Enquist is the coach of the 9-time national champions. She says fast pitch softball was propelled forward by Title IX, the federal law that guarantees girls equal access to sports in schools.
Let's just rewind 20 years. It's UCLA. We played on an intramural field. It had no fence. We had no dirt infield, no helmets. We didn't even have uniforms. We wore the track team's practice T-shirts as part of our uniforms. And now in 2001, we have, you know, four sets of uniforms, all the spikes you need. The money is there. The participation's there. We travel all over the country. Back in the day, we never traveled even out of the county.
Today, the turning point in a girl's softball career can arrive long before college. It often comes when she's invited to play for a top travel team.
Fast, make them sing.
Dennis Frady drills members of the Orange County Batbusters in a jump rope exercise. Players who win coveted spots on this team have a distinct advantage. Every girl who's ever played for the Batbusters has been offered a college scholarship, says head coach Gary Hanning.
Scholarships are the absolute driving force behind this, good or bad, they are.
And Hanning says there's plenty of bad.
Softball used to be a real gentle recruiting process. As more teams have come in, the money's gotten bigger, the pressure up there has gotten bigger, and they've begun to use a lot of the recruiting tactics that football uses and basketball uses, recruiting four players for the same spot. There are kids that are left hanging. There are kids that are lied to.
That's not all some of these girls are up against, says sports psychologist Daryl Burnett.
I had one dad, 12-year-old daughter, lived in North Orange County, taking his daughter to South Orange County Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings for pitching lessons, and on Tuesday and Thursday for batting lessons. That's 5 nights a week for a 12-year-old. He brought her in my office, and he said, you know, I want you to motivate her. Well, he left the room, and when he left the room, she just broke into tears.
As a psychologist, Burnett works with young athletes to improve their concentration or to help them deal with rising expectations. He says he's an advocate of youth sports because they help children develop teamwork skills they'll use forever. But Burnett warns parents that not even 1% of kids who play high school sports ever win an athletic scholarship. He thinks it's irrational for a family to bank on one.
On the other hand, I don't want to discourage if you have the right mix. If you have a very good athlete and she's got that fire in her belly, and you've got parents who understand the full package and they're not limiting their identity of their child on athletics, I say go for it, you know, but be realistic.
Sue Enquist, the UCLA coach, says there are too many parents who just aren't reasonable.
It saddens me that you go out to a game and you see parents screaming at their girls on the softball field, or you see athletes broken down in tears because they strike out. And I always find myself saying, hey, it's just a game.
Enquist says the old days had one key ingredient the game too often lacks today, fun. But given the ambitions of so many young athletes and their parents, the brass ring of a college scholarship, and even Olympic gold, it may just be that fun is the one thing that gets squeezed out of the family minivan. Uri Berliner, NPR News, Orange County, California.
There's more on this series on the website, npr.org.